Hi, this is Daniel Johnston, and today I want to talk about the 39 clues. I have a page right here that you probably got to this from that explains the 39 clues, but I also want to explain it a little more in audio format. So the 39 clues is really a groundbreaking series. Someone who commented on that 39 clues page on my blog, readersandartistsparadise.com, /the-39-clues, they said lucratively groundbreaking, and it really is. The 39 clues series is just the best series I've seen in a long time, and maybe one of the biggest developments in reading in a long time. There hasn't really been a lot of developments in reading. There have been some in writing, of course, with the typewriter and then with the computer and with the laptop and such, but there really, with the way you read the books, there hasn't been much of a difference, of course, except for going from printed, from handwritten to printed page. But that was years and years ago. What this does is, well, first, it's a multi-author series. That's not extremely new, but what it does is there are 10 books in the series, and for example, the first book was written by Rick Riordan, the second book, Gordon Corman, the third book, Peter Larangis, the fourth book, Jude Watson, the fifth book, Patrick Harmon, and so on and so on. And actually, some of them repeat, but I'll talk about that later. But the different writing styles build on top of each other. So, like Gordon Corman, he had to model his book after Riordan's book. So it's a combination of his writing style along with Riordan's. And then Peter had to do the same thing on top of Corman's and Riordan's, and then Jude, and so on and so on. So that is really interesting, and it really it's really great to read the books from different perspectives, which, yeah, that's really great. And it also brings a lot of readers to the series. Like, the main reason I started reading was because Gordon Corman wrote the second book. Gordon Corman is one of my favorite authors. Of course, I probably would have read it anyway because it's such a great series, but, yeah, a lot of people don't just go out and buy books. They only read their favorite authors. And so, yeah, I think that's really great. But the main thing about this is that it's not just the books. There is a whole world involved with it. And this world is our world, as Gordon Corman said. I'm quoting him. There are cards, and there is an online game. And these cards, when you put them into the online game, you go along with the clues, because Amy and Dan, the main characters, which I'll talk about in a second, the clues that are going to be found, there are only going to be 10 clues found in the book series. Although there might be a second series after that, but I'm not going to get into that here. But to find the 39, all 39 clues, you have to go on your own and complete missions in the online game and collect cards and build up the number of clues that you have. And the online game is really, really fun. It's really interesting reading the cards because you really get a lot more of the series a lot quicker than if you just waited for the books. For example, I knew, and a lot of other people did too, what was going to be revealed in what was to be revealed in book 9 when book 4 when after book 4. Well, actually after book 5, but yeah. So That's really, really great how they did that. So just go to the39clues.com and you'll see this online game. And it's really interesting action-adventure series. The main characters, Amy and Dan, brother and sister. Amy is 14, Dan is 11. Their parents died in a fire when Amy was 6 and Dan was... I think somewhere around there, like 8 years ago or something. I think Dan was 3. I'm not completely sure, though, because in the first book, Dan was 10, but then from book 2 on, he was 11. But it doesn't really matter here. And they didn't even know about the 39 clues. And what the 39 clues is back 500 years ago, Gideon Cahill, the first Cahill, along with his wife Olivia Gideon, was trying to discover a cure for the plague. And he did that, but there were side effects to it. And I won't get into those side effects right now. And he split up the clues between his four children. Jane, Catherine, Luke, and Thomas. And Olivia gave one to her daughter, another daughter, but she wasn't born until after Gideon died in a mysterious fire, which I won't talk about here either. And she also got a few clues. And so those were the five branches, and there may be more, but I'm not going to talk about speculation here. Madeline, Janice, Tomas, Ekaterina, and Lucian. And they're trying to steal the clues from each other and to try to put together this secret that will make the person who gets it the most powerful person in the world. So that is what the 39 clues really is. And Amy and Dan are trying to find the 39 clues. They didn't even know about it until their grandmother, Grace, died. She's the one who really tied it all together. She started an official clue hunt, even though they had been fighting for the clues for hundreds of years. She started an official clue hunt, and they were given a choice, $1 million or a hint to the first clue of the 39 clues. And all these clues were laid out in such a way that if you follow this, then you will find all 39 clues. So it's just their adventures. They travel across the world with their au pair, Nelly Gomez. She is more than she seems, as revealed in book 9, but I'm not going to get into that here either. And it's not suitable for children, probably, under the age of 6. There is some death. They don't go into it. You know, there's some fires and such, but, you know, it's not really any, you know, descriptions that would scare anyone, but, you know, people who might be scared just them saying that someone died, you know, that might not be suitable to them. It's for kids and adults. A lot of adults like it, actually, because it just is so interesting. And Amy and Dan are really the only children. There are a few other children, but they're mainly adults. And adults, you can really find it interesting. It's not just for kids at all. That is just an overview of the 39 clues. And to date, nine of the 10 books have come out. There may be another series of 10 books after that. The only person I've heard that from is Linda Sue Park when I met her in person. That may just be speculation, though. So, yeah, it's a really great series, and you can read and listen more about it on the other pages of this site. So, I hope you found this interesting, and read the series. So, see you around the site. Bye.